Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's January 2012. Antibiotic drugs fight bacterial infection and save millions of lives. However, some bacteria are becoming resistant to antibiotics, causing a growing public health concern. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, is responsible for ensuring that current information about bacterial resistance to antibiotics is publicly available. A group led by Marcia Cross, a director in GAO's healthcare team, recently reviewed FDA's oversight of how this information is conveyed on antibiotic drug labels. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Marcia to learn more.
What prompted GAO to undertake this study?
Well, in 2007, Congress passed legislation that included some provisions for FDA that required that they see how the labels of antibiotics were being maintained. And it also contained provisions that were intended to try to spur the development of additional antibiotics. And so GAO was asked to take a look at how FDA was implementing these provisions and what had happened with the development of new drugs.
One of the key concepts in this report is breakpoints. Can you explain what this means?
Yes. Breakpoints reflect the concentration at which bacteria are categorized as susceptible to treatment with a given antibiotic. And you want to have current, up-to-date information on that to make treatment decisions. Physicians need to be able to have that information to choose an appropriate drug to treat an individual. We know that that bacteria are becoming resistant to treatment by some antibiotics, and so the usefulness of particular drugs is changing across time, and so the breakpoints can help provide physicians with information to guide treatment.
And what is FDA's role with respect to breakpoints and drug labels?
FDA is required to oversee drug labels, and these breakpoints are a part of the label for antibiotics. And the statute that was enacted actually called on FDA to oversee the antibiotic labels with particular regard to the breakpoints. And what they did was go out to try to spur information from manufacturers. They put out new guidance that actually required manufacturers to update their breakpoints for their antibiotics annually. And the way that sponsors do that is submitting information directly to FDA. And while their guidance called for this to be done annually, we found that FDA actually had quite a backlog in their review of the information. And since FDA has to agree to the label changes, these labels were not being updated on anywhere near an annual basis. In fact, some 3.5 years after FDA began this process, 2/3 of the labels still hadn't been updated.
Your team also assessed how these efforts have affected new drugs. Can you talk about what you found there?
There's not a lot of financial incentive for drug companies to make antibiotics that would be used by an individual for a short period of time in comparison with a treatment for a chronic condition where someone might be on that drug for months or years. And so Congress had included a provision to try to spur some development of antibiotics, but we found it was a very narrow provision. And in fact, no drugs had been approved under that provision. So it had not been effective in spurring the development of new antibiotics.
What is GAO recommending in this report?
Well, we had a number of recommendations to FDA. We asked that they expedite their reviews of the information that had been submitted to them, that they be a little more comprehensive in what they were doing, and that they put in place some kinds of control so that they could more regularly ensure that this information was remaining current because it's important for patient treatment.
Finally, for taxpayers interested in understanding how the information on their antibiotic labels is overseen, what's the bottom line here?
Well, I think individuals need to understand that labels can change across time, that FDA has a key role here in overseeing the labels of drugs, and that they need to be talking with their physicians if a drug they've been prescribed doesn't seem to be having the effect that they were expecting or that their physician told them to expect. So they need to be watchful and in communication with their provider.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.